Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum. Celebrate the opening of I Saw It, Francisco de Goya Printmaker, with an evening of live music, art making, live model drawing, tours, and more. Saturday, April 20th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Info at nortonsimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, October 4th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and laist.com. Here's what's happening. California's fuel supply issues continue driving prices up at the pump. The average price of regular gasoline in Los Angeles County has risen to a record high for the second straight day. It rose about 2.5 cents overnight to $6.49 a gallon. Orange County's average rose a little more than 2 cents to $6.45 a gallon, beating out the previous record of $6.43. The Automobile Club of Southern California says the fuel supply is low right now due to planned and unplanned maintenance at oil refineries in the state. Meantime, the national average has risen for the 13th time in 14 days, rising nearly 6 tenths of a cent overnight to $3.81 a gallon. State officials say water reservoirs in the West continue to drop far below average levels for this time of year, and they are expecting another year of drought. KPCC's Aaron Stone has more.
Janine Jones is the drought manager for the California Department of Water Resources. She says the current drought has been the driest three-year period in more than 100 years.
We have definitely been seeing more droughts and increasing impacts this century as compared to the last century, reflecting our transition to a warmer and drier climate.
Jones says efforts to recycle water, capture stormwater, and continue conservation during wet years are essential strategies in a drier and hotter reality. State officials predict global heating will cause California to lose 10% of its water supply by 2040. Angelenos have saved record amounts of water since mandatory water restrictions started in June. But another dry year could lead to stricter measures. Covering the climate emergency, I'm Aaron Stone.
Case numbers of COVID-19 are falling, and most pandemic-related rules are slowly being lifted. For some Los Angeles County residents, that's a sign the pandemic is over. But County Public Health Director Barbara Ferrer says case numbers only seem low because they've been so high during the pandemic. Instead, she says we should consider transmission levels.
We would just be in substantial transmission. I mean, that's like one step below high transmission. We're not even in moderate transmission yet, because we have a very infectious variant circulating. Like Omicron BA.5, it's just super easy to spread from people to people.
Ferrer says the county is monitoring increased cases in Europe and on the East Coast, typically early signs of a winter surge. She's urging adults to get the new bivalent COVID booster to fight the Omicron variant and the original strain. She's also advocating vaccines for young kids and indoor masking. An effort by California to improve care in its Medicaid program may force nearly 2 million of the state's poorest residents to switch health insurers. Stephanie O'Neill reports for Kaiser Health News that many of these people are medically fragile.
California recently required most of the commercial insurers in its Medi-Cal program to rebid their contracts. It's a competition intended to improve quality, equity, and transparency in the care these companies provide. In August, the state announced the preliminary results of the bidding. It showed Blue Shield of California and Health Net among four companies standing to lose contracts in just over a year's time. If that happens, about 15% of Medi-Cal's more than 12 million enrollees in managed care will have to change health plans and possibly doctors. Those potential changes would affect Medi-Cal patients in Los Angeles, San Diego, Sacramento, Kern, Alpine, and El Dorado counties. I'm Stephanie O'Neill.
LA Unified School Superintendent Alberto Carvalho says a review of hacked data released on Sunday shows no evidence of widespread impact. The district says the compromised data amounts to a small portion and that parents, students, and most employees have little to worry about. But KPCC education reporter Kyle Stokes says the breach could be bad news for others.
The biggest damage and the most concern probably should be among contractors who've done business with the district. But even then, the entire database database that included information on those employees who filed things like their social security numbers, you know, in order to get paid by the district. That information, even most of that data was not necessarily lifted.
Kyle says that the superintendent made it clear the district will not pay the ransom demand by the hackers. A new California law will require most companies to post the salary range for job openings, a step that advocates say will help close racial and gender wage gaps. Governor Newsom signed the Pay Transparency Bill on Friday. It requires companies with 15 or more employees to post salary ranges in their job ads. Mariko Yoshihara is with the California Employment Lawyer Association and says the law also forces companies with 100 or more contract workers to report their pay data to the state.
We have just seen that this is a growing segment of the California workforce. And what we've seen is that a lot of very large companies have a huge portion of their workforce that are working through these staffing agencies.
Yoshihara says contract workers typically make less money, receive fewer or no benefits, and are more likely to be women or people of color. Women make roughly 88 cents for every dollar paid to a man in California. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley, inviting you to read more news at LAist.com and listen live anytime at kpcc.org or on the KPCC app.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people.
Support comes from Ciclovia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclovia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclovia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.